Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Full forecast details are coming up. Kenosha police have arrested two teenagers in connection with the death of 17-year-old Olivia McKay, whose body was found along a Mount Pleasant Road last month. Detectives from the Kenosha and Mount Pleasant Police Departments arrested the two suspects, who are 17 and 19 years old, yesterday evening. According to a news release from Kenosha Police, they are now the lead agency in the investigation, and pending further investigation, information will be referred to the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office for charges. Kenosha Police began an investigation July 25th after McKay failed to show up for work. Her body was found later that day along Louis Sorensen Road by residents of the area. Four people were transported to area hospitals following an accident on I-94 near Highway K in Racine County just before 6 o'clock this morning. According to the State Patrol, a car slammed into the median wall, flipped over, and ended on its side in the roadway, scattering debris across the southbound lanes. All four people in the vehicle suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The accident caused significant delays until the scene was cleared about 7:45 this morning. The cause of the accident is under investigation. Post-flood cleanup continues for the city of Burlington, which includes both citizens, businesses, and the city itself. Operations still not back to normal, with officials also casting an eye toward the future. The city's dispatch facility, for instance, became dead in the water literally with 6 feet of it in the basement of the PD building, leading to the Racine County Communications Center taking over. Administrator Karina Walters acknowledged that going forward includes planning for perhaps new infrastructure and location. She told council members this week they're still in temporary solution mode on things like phones and the internet, with future decisions on how to proceed.
We're working with AT&T so that we can utilize fiber, which would allow us to have more telephone lines. We have our internet back up and running. We are in process of working with our IT consultant to identify what are some of the true options for these costs, because we anticipate that the temporary solution that we have up and running, based on conversations that are temporary, could be approximately 60 to 90 days, depending on what the council chooses to kind of move forward with what they want to purchase.
Walters noted the primary emergency operations center at the PD building became non-functional fairly early, so the upcoming budget review process will include a look into future planning. The big discussion after the flood in Burlington is whether to put the city's dispatch facility back in order at possibly $250,000 or consider joining the county's consolidated dispatch operation. More fact-finding required by council members, who appeared divided based on committee of the whole discussion. The proposed incentives for Foxconn were the subject of a lengthy public hearing before the Assembly Committee on Jobs and the Economy yesterday, the first public discussion of the $3 billion package. For the first several hours of the hearing, which aired live on Wisconsin Eye, members of the committee questioned members of the state administration on aspects of the package. Testimony began with University of Wisconsin President Ray Cross, who told the committee that the UW is perfectly positioned to meet the needs of Foxconn, while UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford said numerous partnerships are already in place that benefit local businesses, students, and the local community. Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht assured the committee that the technical college system is ready to offer Foxconn the resources that it needs.
We do work cooperatively with the UW system and the private colleges through articulation and pathway development. So many of the questions you raised about do we have a workforce in Wisconsin that is prepared and how do we develop a talent pipeline for the future are things that we've been working on for many years in the state, and we believe we are ready and we are prepared to help not only increase our capacity but assure that the graduates are prepared for some of the innovations that Foxconn is bringing.
Still unanswered is where the sprawling Foxconn facility will be located. However, Mark Hogan, the chief executive of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, said that announcement would be made in the next few weeks. A committee vote on the incentive package, originally scheduled for next week, reportedly has been delayed. Today at 5 o'clock is the deadline for residents of Kenosha's 8th Aldermanic District to submit a letter of interest in the job vacated this summer by Kevin Mathewson, who moved to the village of Summers. As of this morning, there were three candidates. All candidates by today's deadline will qualify to appear for question and answers at Monday night's City Council meeting. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.